Well, Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with European club football.
Kim, the draw was held Monday for the round of 16 in the UEFA Champions League, Europe's premier club football competition. Three of the eight home and away series are repeats from last season. Reigning European champion Real Madrid of Spain will meet Schalke of Germany. Barcelona of Spain will play Manchester City of England. And Chelsea of England will challenge Paris Saint-Germain of France. In the round of 16 last season, Real Madrid crushed Schalke 9-2 on aggregate, while Barcelona beat Man City 4-1. And in the quarterfinals, Chelsea eliminated PSG on the away goals rule. In the five other round of 16 matchups from Monday's draw, Bayer Leverkusen of Germany will go against Atletico Madrid, which lost to Real Madrid 4-1 in extra time in last season's all-Spanish final. Juventus of Italy is matched against 2013 finalist Borussia Dortmund of Germany. 2013 winner Bayern Munich of Germany will play Shakhtar Donetsk of Ukraine. Arsenal of England will go against Monaco of France. And Porto of Portugal will play Swiss club FC Basel. The first leg matches will be played February 17th and 18th and February 24th and 25th. And the second leg matches will be held March 10th and 11th and March 17th and 18th. Meanwhile, European champion Real Madrid will meet Cruz Azul of Mexico Tuesday in the first semifinal at the FIFA Club World Cup in Marrakesh, Morocco. San Lorenzo of Argentina, the favorite football club of Pope Francis, will surely be looking for some blessed results when it plays Auckland City of New Zealand in the second semifinal on Wednesday. Auckland City eliminated Africa's two representatives, as we hear now from the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot at Ayemi.
Good evening, Africa. Africa's two clubs in this year's FIFA Club World Cup have been eliminated from the title quest. African champion ES Setif of Algeria and the Moroccan club Maghreb Tetouan were both defeated by the same team, Auckland City, the Oceanian champion. On Saturday, the New Zealand club beat ES Setif 1-0 to reach the semi-finals for the first time. John Arvin's second half strike gave his club a stunning North African double. Auckland City, which is making a record sixth appearance at the tournament, had beaten Moroccan club Maghreb Tetouan on penalties in their preliminary round clash on Wednesday. Auckland will now face San Lorenzo of Argentina, the South American champion, in a semi-final in Marrakesh on Wednesday. The FIFA Club World Cup is contested annually by continental champions, plus the host nation's national champion. Morocco is hosting the tournament for the second year running, on the basis of which Maghreb Tetouan qualified to play. The Moroccan club's defeat has already forced its coach, Aziz El Amri, to resign. Amri, who is 64, stepped down 3 days after Tetouan lost on penalties to Auckland City in a quarter-final playoff. Tetouan failed to match the performance of fellow Moroccan club Raja Casablanca, which went all the way to the final of the tournament when Morocco hosted the FIFA Club World Cup last year. Raja lost 2-0 to German club Bayern Munich in the final of last year's competition. Let's recall that in 2010, another African team, TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo, made it all the way to the final, where it lost by 3 goals to Italian giant Inter Milan. Now, all the 7 participants in the ongoing FIFA Club World Cup will return home with some prize money. The winner gets $5 million, runner-up $4 million, and a third place winner $2.5 million. Also, the team that finishes fourth gets $2 million, fifth place $1.5 million, sixth place $1 million, and the last $500,000. Turning to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, one of the 16 finalists, Cameroon, will begin its preparations for the tournament with a squad get-together in Yaoundé on January 5th, according to official sources. The Indomitable Lions will spend 3 days training in the capital and will also take on the Democratic Republic of Congo in a friendly. The team will then move on to Libreville in Gabon for another training camp from January 8th to 16th. The 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, which will be the 30th edition of the two-yearly football extravaganza, will run from January 17th to February 8th in Equatorial Guinea. Cameroon is in Group D of the tournament, where it will face Mali on January 20th, Guinea on January 24th, and the Ivory Coast on January 28th. The Indomitable Lions will play all their first-round games in Equatorial Guinea's capital, Malabo. Equatorial Guinea was picked as hosts after Morocco backed out due to Ebola fears. Meanwhile, retired Indomitable Lions star Samuel Eto'o may have his 12-month contract at English Premiership club Everton extended. His agents will be in England over Christmas to hold talks. The deal signed by the striker upon his arrival at Everton as a free agent over the summer included a clause which can be activated once he has completed 15 games. With the Cameroon international having shown that he can be an important figure in Everton's plans, with 4 goals and 2 assists in his 15 appearances in all competitions, all sides are now keen to gather at the negotiating table. Roberto Martinez has previously admitted that he would like to keep the 33-year-old past the end of the current campaign. In October, the Spaniard said, quote, "It's natural he will get another year," unquote. There are now only a few formalities left to be tied up. The former Barcelona star has scored 4 goals in 14 appearances spread across Premier League, Europa League, and League Cup competition. In other news, Liverpool striker Mario Balotelli has accepted a charge of making racist and anti-Semitic comments on social media. The charge was made by the English Football Association. Balotelli was charged a week ago after he posted a controversial image of computer game character Super Mario on Instagram. The image included the message, "Don't be racist, be like Mario. He's an Italian plumber created by Japanese people who speaks English and looks like a Mexican, jumps like a black man, and grabs coin like a Jew." Balotelli's offense was deemed by the FA to be an aggravated breach, as it included a reference to ethnic origin, color, race, nationality, or religion. The 24-year-old has not requested a personal hearing, but has instead submitted written mitigation in the hope of persuading the FA to give him a fine instead of a suspension. The minimum ban for a race-related on-pitch offense is 5 matches, but that would not apply in a case such as Balotelli's, for which no specific punishments are outlined. The player apologized for the posting last week, writing on Twitter, "I apologize if I've offended anyone. The post was meant to be anti-racist with humor. I now understand that out of context, it may have the opposite effect." Balotelli deleted the offensive post after it was criticized. But according to FA guidelines, deleting an inappropriate posting, while advisable, does not necessarily prevent disciplinary action being taken.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Philippine boxing legend Manny Pacquiao vowed to chase Floyd Mayweather into ring submission after his U.S. rival offered to fight him next year in a blockbuster world title face-off. Pacquiao, who is 36, says Mayweather has reached a dead end and he has nowhere to run but to fight him. He spoke to the French news agency AFP on Saturday, hours after the undefeated Mayweather issued the May 2nd challenge on U.S. television. The two were longtime rivals as the best pound-for-pound boxers of their generation. But the dream fight has never materialized to the disappointment of the boxing world. Speaking to Showtime Sports in the U.S. on Friday night, Mayweather, who is 37, said he wants his next fight to be against the Filipino star. However, the American said the expected richest fight in boxing history will only happen if he receives a much bigger share of the purse than his opponent. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Pro basketball news, the Golden State Warriors remain the NBA's hottest club. The Warriors won their club record 16th consecutive game Sunday night, beating the host New Orleans Pelicans 128-122 in overtime. Sharpshooting guard Stephen Curry scored 8 of his 34 points in the overtime period, while teammate Klay Thompson added 29 points for the Warriors, who have the NBA's best record at 21 wins and 2 losses. In other action Sunday night, Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant surpassed Michael Jordan for third place on the NBA scoring list. Kobe scored 26 points in a 100-94 victory over the host Minnesota Timberwolves, including a three-point shot with just over a minute to play that sealed the win. Karl the Mailman Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, both now retired, are the only people ahead of Kobe on the NBA's all-time scoring chart. Elsewhere around the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the Phoenix Suns 112-88 for their sixth consecutive victory. Russell Westbrook had 28 points, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds for the Thunder, while Kevin Durant, who won the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award last season, added 23 points and 8 rebounds. And let's not forget my beloved Washington Wizards, playing just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters. The Wizards wave their wands once again, beating the Utah Jazz 93-84 for their fourth straight victory. The Wizards improved their record to 17 wins and 6 losses. On Friday night, the Wizards beat the Los Angeles Clippers 104-96 right here in Washington to snap the 9-game winning streak of the Clippers. Go Wizards! I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sun.